rocking at the Reno Club where basic gets tied. Crazy little women at the corner of Pine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Miss Shan. Parker Fraser Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. This week, we celebrate the birthday of the legendary Charles Mingus with our special guests, Clint Ashlock and Steve Lambert. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Burl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to see everyone. It's good to see you, Pearl.
Good to see you, Pete. You doing all right?
Yes, I am. I'm ready for this show. Let's get it going.
You know what, Pete? Just real quick. I know you're a big sports fan.
Yeah.
But did you know Miami Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen was suspended for 5 games for saying he loved Fidel Castro? Miami residents were in shock. Apparently, they didn't know they still had a baseball team.
Well, speaking of baseball, a brewery has invented a dispenser that keeps a glass of beer near freezing for 30 minutes. Mm. Just what I need. A hangover and an ice cream headache.
Hey, you remember the great TV series West Wing? Well, sources in Hollywood are reporting that the series may be coming back with Martin Sheen as president and Charlie Sheen as his Secret Service agent. All right, here is some really great casting. We have David Bassey as vocalist on a tune from his latest recording. Here's a Johnny Mandel tune, Living Without You.
Living without you doesn't matter to me. Don't have to miss a single show on TV. No one to tell me I should straighten my tie. Finally, I'm carefree. There's just no end to all the things I can do without you. Much more room without you. No one to tell me I'm sleeping too late. No one to tell me that I need to lose weight. No one to try and fool around with my dreams. Life's gonna be less confused. My friends all tell me I'll be happy real soon without you. I'm kinda blue without you. We started out with such a flair. Such a perfect pair. It was paradise, at least for a while. Now that you mention it, there's not much to do without you. I'm kind of blue without you. Started out with such a flair, such a perfect pair. It was paradise, at least for a while. Now that you mention it, there's not much to do without you. Feeling kind of blue without you. Boo hoo hoo, without you. I'm so blue, baby, baby, without you. Baby, 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 without you. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm blue without you. Hey, 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 hey.
Mr. David Bassey.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of bassist, band leader, and composer Charles Mingus. Growing up in the Watts area of L.A., Mingus was raised by his Chinese-English mother and Swedish-African-American father. A child prodigy, he studied cello, but was unable to get work in the segregated world of classical music. That led Mingus to the double bass and gigs with Barney Bagard, Louis Armstrong, and Lionel Hampton. He even worked briefly in the Ellington Orchestra till the Duke fired him for fighting on stage with Juan Tizol. Mingus had a temper.
In his early 20s, Charles Mingus moved to New York City and played the now-famous Jazz at Massey Hall gig with Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, and Max Roach. His jazz workshop featured great young players like Pepper Adams, John Handy, Jimmy Nepper, and Charles McPherson. Later, Mingus began working with drummer Danny Richmond and pianist Jackie Bayard. They were the Almighty Three.
Mingus recorded 30 albums in 10 years, including masterworks like Pithecanthropus Erectus and Mingus Ahem, which includes Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, a tribute to Kansas City's own Lester Young. After hearing Ornette Coleman at the Five Spot, Mingus became the leader in the free jazz movement, working with trumpeter Ted Curson and saxophonist Eric Dolphy. From bebop to post-bop to free jazz and third stream, Mingus cast a giant shadow on the world of jazz. His work lives on with the Mingus Big Band, and you can catch him Monday nights at the Jazz Standard in New York City.
We're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Charles Mingus. To get that done, we turn to another great musician and band leader, our special guest, Steve Lambert.
Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Pete.
Now, what drew you to Mingus?
Well, the first thing that drew me to Mingus was his melodies. They're beautiful melodies, and you know they embody so much spirit and so much, great innovation in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, they say that it could match up with anything that's coming out of Western music in the 20th century. I saw that a lot of people showing a lot of respect for his compositions. Now, what do they do for a musician like yourself?
Well, there's just a lot of opportunity, a lot of freedom, and with a lot of freedom, there's also a lot of structure too. He builds a lot off altered dominance and uses a lot of those very colorful and all-inclusive core qualities. And for a musician, the melodies are great to play because they're coming out of that tonality. And then as an improviser, using his melodies and then the harmonic intent of his tunes with the changes to improvise is always a challenge, and it's always, a really great opportunity to create sounds that haven't been heard before.
Well, we're really glad that you're up to that challenge. Yeah. What's your favorite Mingus tune?
I kind of have two of them, and we're actually going to be playing those tonight. And the first one is Reincarnation of a Lovebird, which was written sort of as a dedication to Charlie Parker. And the second one is Remember Rockefeller at Attica, and that has several kind of alternate meanings and titles as well. So.
Now, besides being a band leader, composer, and all that yourself, you also teach. Where do you teach at?
I teach, it's kind of a mouthful, but I'm going to attempt to say it. It's the Eddie Baker School of Music, or the Swole Parkway Corridor Renaissance Up Program, Upper Room Music Program.
I think I just got educated. I'm humbled. Let's get you playing some music, Steve.
All right.
Hey, Joe, what are we going to play?
We're going to play this tune that Charlie Mingus wrote, that Steve mentioned in his interview. But before I give you the title, I'd like to introduce on the trumpet, Mr. Clint Ashlock. Here's Clint and Steve with Reincarnation of a Lovebird. Thank you.
Jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice. 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl. Our first letter is from Anne on the campaign trail. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I hope you don't mind me writing to you on this Etch-a-Sketch, but it's the only thing Mitt lets me use. I'm still madder than the seventh wife in a Mormon menage a eight at that Hillary what's-her-name who criticized me for being a stay-at-home mom. Do you know how hard it is to raise five sons with only four nannies? I mean, those boys were big eaters, and they constantly outgrew their credit card limits. Mitt never did any of the heavy lifting, except for the dog. Dr. Pearl, how can I get people to see my side?"
Well, Ann, I'm going to do my best to help you, and I'm going to tell you, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but if you really want me to see your side, why don't you kick back some of that money you save on your taxes in my direction, and I can share in the pain of the nanny situation. But you are right. You were wrongly accused or people jumped in your face, so I must give you some help, and that is exactly what I will do, Ann. Here we go. You said you felt bad when the girls' paychecks took a trimming. Now you're on the firing line of the Republican war on women. Being mommy is hard work. You stood up to contradict them. But face it, Ann, staying home ain't tough when you got three homes to pick from.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Rosen made you say ouch.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Now show that girl you ain't no slouch.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You could live off the change in your couch. It's a millionaire's minimum wage.
Did you just say I could live on their couch?
No, the change is their couch.
Because I need a place.
Well, now you got six.
You know,
sons.
I got problems, Pearl, yeah, and you never helped me.
I'm going to help you, Pete. Ugh. And you now have six sons. How's that
All
sound?
Right. Well, we got another letter. This next letter is from Kim in North Korea. Kim writes, Dr. Pearl, I'm having a hard time learning my new job. I Googled Supreme Leader, and I got someone named Diana Ross. I tried wearing my dad's uniform, but it makes me look like Margaret Cho in drag. I tried launching a rocket, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. I've been demoted from the axis of evil to the axis of annoying. If I don't do something big soon, I could be replaced by Margaret Cho in drag. Can you help me?
Okay, yes, Kim, you do need some help. You've made some decisions that have not been impressive. So let's see if we could get you back in the news in a worthy way, because the axis of annoying isn't going to last too long. And Margaret Cho and drag, I don't know what the opposite of that would be.
Let's stop thinking about it.
Let's not think about it. So here we go. Mr. Kim, your rocket sputtered no matter how you spin it. It's kind of like your sex life barely stayed up for a minute. I recommend something different if you're going to survive. Head to New York City, Kim. Host Saturday Night Live.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Try to be easygoing.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And let the jokes start flowing.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Hey, man, it worked for Lindsay Lohan. Just ask Sarah Palin the effect.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, bye-bye. Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
Real quick, Pete. You don't think Kim could reach me with that little missile here, right?
Stop talking about his little missile.
I'm just saying.
There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Charles Mingus, this week we celebrate the birthday of vocalist Ella Fitzgerald. Considered one of the most influential jazz vocalists of the 20th century, Ella Jane Fitzgerald was known as the First Lady of Song, the Queen of Jazz, and simply Ella. With a vocal range spanning three octaves, she was noted for her purity of tone, impeccable diction, phrasing, and intonation. Over the course of her 59-year recording career, she was the winner of 13 Grammy Awards, the National Medal of Arts, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Ella made her debut at the Apollo Theater in New York on Amateur Night. She had originally intended to go on stage and dance, but opted to sing instead. She won first prize that night, $25.
She also met drummer and band leader Chick Webb, who offered Ella the opportunity to sing with his band. Fitzgerald recorded several hit songs with Webb, including her own composition, A Tisket a Tasket. Here is our own Nedra Dixon with a Cole Porter tune from the album entitled Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter Songbook. Love for Sale.
Slightly soiled, love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poets pipe of love in their foolish ways. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Oh, love, new love, every love but true love for sale. Appetizing young love to sail. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Ted Nugent had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
John Edwards claims he's ready to face a jury of his peers. Johnny's gonna leave his fate to a jury of his peers. Well, that would be 12 rich, horny lawyers who screwed up their careers.
J.K. Rowling's new book, it's for all her grown-up fans. J.K. Rowling's new book is intended for the older man. In fact, it's entitled Harry Potter and the Swollen Prostate Gland.
Brad Pitt and Angelina are finally getting hooked. They wanted to invite their kids, but the Rose Bowl's already booked.
Those North Korean rockets, they must need a longer fuse.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Not right. The length of the fuse, David.
It's how you light it.
Oh, my. Here's Clint Ashlock, Steve Lambert, and the band with a Charles Mingus original, Fables of Phobos.
Thank you.
Whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. Go to David Bassey to find out what's going on in the world of jazz, David.
Well, this one comes from BFM Jazz. You can find them online, bfmjazz.com. And Impressions of Curtis Mayfield by the Jazz Soul 7. Can't get it out of my head. Beautiful numbers from the great Curtis Mayfield. All happened this week in jazz.
I hear you're happening this week in jazz.
I'm happening this week in jazz, too. How about you?
Most weeks. Now, besides bassist Charles Mingus and vocalist Ella Fitzgerald, we celebrate the birthdays of Latin jazz great Tito Puente and vibes man Lionel Hampton, both of whom helped define jazz and its many rhythms. Happy birthday this week to West Coast trumpeter Shorty Rogers and Texas tenor Gene Ammons. Happy birthday wishes go out to trombonist Steve Davis, bassist Gene Chirico, and pianist Hal Galper. It's a birthday week of flute great Herbie Mann, and let's not forget the great composer Henry Mancini's birthday. It all happened this week in jazz.
Like jazz, and you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile, crazy man, wild jazz, yeah, jazz.
And we'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Now, here's something I did not know about Charles Mingus.
What's that?
He claimed he was married to 5 women, two of them simultaneously. I guess he was the Newt Gingrich of the jazz world.
Yeah. He also claimed to have had 31 affairs, ooh, more like the Herman Cain of jazz.
Or the Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, in 1971, the prison riot at Attica, New York, inspired Charles Mingus to retitle this composition. Here's Steve, Clint, and the band with Remember Rockefeller at Attica.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more music in just a minute. But first, Pearl, have you noticed how people in the news lately seem to have trouble speaking in public?
Yes, I do, Pete. That's because they don't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble. It's something we call scat.
And there's no better place to develop those language skills than right here at Serena's School for Scat.